Each year, Native American kids can enjoy a summer youth culture camp experience. It happens at the Pokagon Band's Rogers Lake campus. Many of the camp activities are built around cultural teachings, and a big part of that is telling stories passed down through generations. The story you are about to hear in our ongoing campfire series is told by Colin Wiesaw. He often tells stories at Camp Kagabeshman in Dowagiac, stories he heard growing up. Wiesaw is a tribal elder leader with the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi. And here he is talking about the importance of stories in his culture.
I want people to feel comfortable, so I give them a little history of why I tell stories or how I tell them. What I usually do is tell them I'm 63 years old now. I started telling stories when I was 18 years old. I heard my father tell stories when I was 18, and it was, for me, it was an eye-opener. I was looking for a way to express how beautiful our culture, the Native culture, is. And when I seen him tell stories, I thought that was the way to go. So I started to learn stories from him and from other elders that I ran into along the way of my life. And one of the things that they used to tell me is to listen. Listen to the stories. They're not stories. They're pathways. These are teachings that our people passed down. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a little boy. This boy was good. He was well-liked throughout the village. He was about 9, 10 years old. He was a good child. Everybody loved him. His friends all loved him because they knew he had a kind, giving heart. One day, that child woke up, and he had this thought about going down to his private little getaway spot where he would just go sit and think about everything that evolved in his life. So he quickly got dressed, and when he raised the flap to his lodge, he noticed that there was frost on the ground from the night before. So he decided to take this old beat-up deer trail. It was going to lead him down there a lot quicker and stay off the regular path. And as he moved down that deer trail, he noticed something laying across it. He paid it no attention. He thought he recognized what it was, and he began to walk with caution, placing every foot down so carefully, so quietly, not a creature could hear him in the entire forest. And when he was ready to cross that object, a wonderful thing happened. That object looked at him, and it spoke to him. It said, "Little boy, pick me up and hold me close to your body so I can live again." That boy looked at that object. He said, "You're a snake. You're a rattlesnake. If I pick you up and hold you, you're going to bite me, and then I'll die." That snake looked at him and said, "No, please, little boy. The warmth from your body will keep me alive. Please, I won't bite you. Please, I promise." That boy started to quickly think about everything he loved in his life. He started to think about his friends, his parents, and all their friends, and the elders in the village. And then he looked into the forest, and he thought about all the animals that lived there and how much he loved life and how much he hated death. He bent down and he picked that old snake up and he held it close to his arms. He started, whack, that snake just bit him right in the eye. That boy dropped that snake. He cried, he screamed, he said, "Why? Why have you bitten me? You said if I picked you up and held you, you wouldn't bite me. And now I'm going to die. Why?" As that snake moved off, he turned back and he looked at that little boy. He said, "Little boy, you knew what I was when you picked me up. You know what I am." As I tell the people that I tell this story to, how many of you think you're intelligent? How many of you think you know right from wrong? The story's talking about right from wrong. How many of you had a friend or are the friend that said, "Come on, let's go do this," knowing in your heart it's wrong, but you do it anyways? 90% of the time you get in trouble. You have the same power to stop your friend from doing something wrong. It's your choice in life. And that's the story of the boy and the snake.
Colin Wiesau was recently elected to be the elders' representative for the Pokagon Band's Tribal Council. His campfire story about the boy and the snake will be archived on our website, michiganradio.org. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.